This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
On today's wrestling news, Sasha Banks and Naomi have been suspended from WWE.
The first ever undisputed WWE Tag Team Champions have been crowned.
Big Damo is in AEW.
LA Knight debuts on SmackDown under a new name that you must pronounce correctly or he will kill you.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the news time? My name is Phil and I am joined by Gareth and Salty Sea Dog to talk all things wrestling news. But before we get into it, make sure you like the video, comment down below what you think of all today's stories. Subscribe to the channel, do that as well. And the links to each story is in the description, so click on the little timestamps and off you go. But first up, big news coming out of SmackDown. Obviously, it's what we've all been talking about all this week is Naomi and Sasha, and when they walked out on Raw and left the tag belts on John Laurinaitis' desk. Well, that was brought up on SmackDown again, just like it was on Raw. But this time, it was like Michael Cole, and he was doing a piece to camera directly, and he kind of ran through the situation. He said that like Sasha Banks left them on the head of talent relations desks and walked out despicably on Raw. And the exact quote was, Sasha Banks and Naomi let us all down. Their actions disappointed millions of WWE fans and their fellow superstars. So because of what Sasha and Naomi did this past Monday night, they have been suspended indefinitely. And then he went on to announce that there's going to be, quite laughably, a tournament to crown the new champions. Now, I went through the tag teams, the women's tag teams in WWE. I could find two, which was Natalya and Shayna Baszler and Doudrop and Nikki Ash. Both of which, at least Natalya and Shayna Baszler, have kind of been together for a while-ish, although they were still thrown together because they had nothing better to do with them. And Nikki Ash and Doudrop have literally just been thrown together because they've got nothing better to do with them. Can't think of any more.
Yeah, it's a bit messy, that, isn't it? I mean, I'm trying to think now. Maybe you've got the Carmella's Zelina Vega thing. You throw them back together. They had a bit of a fallout.
But they broke them up, yeah. And Carmella's back in the 24/7 thing. She's going after Dana Brooke's 24/7 title. That's what she's up to.
I don't know. Pushed into this kind of situation, I could see Dana Brooke and Tamina suddenly reconciling and becoming a team. They'll do it. They'll just suddenly make their own rules up again and just throw loads of teams together and we'll have a tournament with four teams.
Yay! Such a weird situation, all of this. Obviously, it's still unfolding as we go along. And we have no idea what the outcome is going to be. We've been hearing this week that both Naomi's and Sasha Banks' contracts are very nearly coming to a close. Mm-hmm. Naomi's in the middle of contract renegotiations. I think it came out that Sasha Banks' contract has 2 months left on it. Both very sort of well-placed to do big things outside of WWE. I think there'd be no-brainer signs for AEW, both of them. Sasha Banks would be a huge get for AEW right now. But Naomi as well, she's really, really talented in her own right. And like, both of them, they kind of found themselves in a bit of a position of power in WWE, and they've realized that the position they're in is they are not happy with it. The creative they're getting, they are not happy with it, and they have stood up for themselves, and good on them for doing that, I will always say.
Yeah, you've got to back the independent contractors in this kind of scenario against the massive multi-million, billion-dollar corporation machine. It's so... Oh, I don't know. It's so intriguing, the situation, because you've seen the way WWE are reacting to it right now. And I've never seen this where they've just come out and blatantly said these people have left. They've walked out on us.
And it
doesn't appear to be storyline purposes. Do you know what I mean? Even though some people have been saying, oh, it's just an elaborate work. And I don't think it is. Like the amount of sources that have come out and said, no, these two are pissed. And there's a backstage reaction to it. And there's a lot going on in that neck of the woods. And It's just...
It very much seems like Vince McMahon's opening up a spite store on SmackDown.
Well, it is, and it's just, again, it's equally refreshing to see these talents who know their worth and people who've just been so underrepresented and underutilized for so many years have just suddenly gone, nope, had enough, and... Like you said, they can take the pick, really. Sasha Banks could maybe stay within wrestling, or she could quite honestly go into the world of filmmaking and TV making. Like she's been.
Yeah, she had so the DeLorean
stuff. Yeah, the Mandalorian stuff went like, so well. Yeah.
If she got out there, if she got an AEW, she would be instantly at the top of that AEW women's division. Sorry, Britt, but she absolutely would. And then she'd have the freedom to go work Japan, like she's always said that she always wanted to. Like she'd probably love to do a run in Stardom and things like that. Like.
And she's not exactly got a bad name to fall back on as well. Mercedes Venada, like, do you know what I mean?
Exactly,
it's not awful. And it's also worth noting that they've had the merchandise taken off the WWE shop, and like, you know, that's been touched upon, which is another big, I don't know, it seems to be angling towards them going out the door. Like, it's never a good sign when that starts happening. It's happened in the past with people like Brock Lesnar. When they become free agents, they've had their merchandise taken away. So it's intriguing, and there'll be more updates on it as and when it happens and comes down. It's just, it's a fascinating situation to watch unfold. But also something else quite fascinating happened on SmackDown last night, because we had the first ever undisputed WWE Tag Team Champions. They were officially confirmed and made real and a thing last night, because we had RK-Bro taking on the Usos, the Raw champions taking on the SmackDown champions. It was a decent match. It looked like Riddle got pretty battered like midway through it, but by the end of it, Roman Reigns got involved, because of course he did. He was ringside. Paul Heyman was on commentary, just taking me back to the Attitude Era, just shouting his voice off all the way through it. And Roman... like shoved Riddle off the top rope, like got involved, did a weird little thing. He fell down. Jimmy, I believe, I get very confused. I know I shouldn't know by now, but Jimmy OJ hit a big splash on Riddle. They won the belt. It was a big moment. Yay! And then they subsequently absolutely battered Riddle and Orton. There were guillotines. There were just people getting launched through like announce desks. I think Riddle got splashed through an announce desk as well. He got absolutely destroyed during this match, and it does seem to be like sowing those seeds potentially. I don't know if you've seen this, Phil, but online there's been talk of Roman's schedule now over these like stadium shows that are coming in the future, and it's looking like he's going to be taking on Riddle potentially at Money in the Bank, and then Randy Orton at SummerSlam, leading to Clash at the Castle, which I'm going to be there for. That's going to be Roman against Drew McIntyre, supposedly. So it looks like this is something that we're going to be sticking with for the coming months now at this rate. But then really all WWE wanted with this entire match, with this entire storyline at this point anyway, it was just that visual of Roman, the Bloodline, the Usos holding all the belts, and Michael Cole just went crazy and went, oh, the Bloodline have all the belts, and there you go, there's your moment, there's your thing. And now we're going to have to stick with Roman Reigns probably beating up Randy Orton and Riddle for the next, like, what, 3 months? Yay!
Yeah. I'm not completely against this.
No.
I mean, I'm all for the titles being unified. I think they've been needing to do that for a long time, because there is no depth on two rosters for the tag division. Let them roam. It's going to free up a lot more stories, a lot better things that you can do. But in terms of like the Roman, like Randy and Riddle through the RK-Bro thing have elevated themselves so much, like in the sort of crowd's minds and in the fans' hearts, and it kind of makes sense to elevate them up to the main event, because they've been one of the most entertaining things in WWE for a long time, and that's rare that I say that about Randy Orton. So it kind of makes sense that you'd do a run with Riddle, you'd do a run with Orton, ready to get to Drew. I still don't want Drew to win at Clash of the Castle, because I want Cody to win at SummerSlam and win the belt off Roman. I think that would be a bigger deal. Sorry, Drew. I know it'd be cool. It'd be a cool moment, but I think the better story is Cody at SummerSlam.
Just give Drew Tyson Fury. Like that's not a bad backup. Just do that. Please do that.
There you go. But it's like a solid run of decent matches that you can go through the summer. I'm not against this. I kind of like this. And it's actually showing some forward planning for once in WWE.
Those plans will be ripped up within a week, Phil. It's coming.
Indeed. But moving over to AEW and Rampage, and another debut in AEW. Big Damo debuted last night on Rampage. Obviously, you will know him from his WCPW days. He was our first champion and the first guy that WWE poached away from us. God damn you, WWE. You'll also probably know him as Killian Dane in WWE. Blah, blah, blah. But he appeared on Rampage. He was the mystery giant that Sean Spears was going to face. And and it was a pretty quick match. I don't think it went much more than like 3 minutes or something like that. He got some stuff in. He got like a big dive. He hit like a big like running senton thing, but then he like went for the Vader bomb and he missed it. And Sean Spears hit the C4 and got the win. So yeah, big demo in AEW. Sean Spears, big victory for him, obviously leading into the Wardlow match. And yeah, good stuff, fun.
Yeah, it didn't really have much else to do, did it, to be honest? Like, you had that nice little reaction, and big demo like thanked everyone for that afterwards. He said, oh, I didn't really expect that, and went on Twitter and just thanked Tony Khan, AEW, for being really cool with him. He did himself no harm with this. Like, he came in, did what he was supposed to do, looked good doing it. And in the future, if AEW need a big monster that like come from the outside in, just like just do a kind of, not do a job per se, but just do like something along these lines, why not call back on Big Demo? I like it. I like seeing nice things happen to good people. So yeah, it was good. It was fun seeing that.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
But speaking of debuts, we had another big debut of sorts, but kind of, but not really. It was one of those weird NXT call-up things that keep happening, where LA Knight had already been on the main roster, like backstage a few times in Raw as LA Knight, and then he rocked up on SmackDown this week with a new name, because we're just not allowed to have the old names that you give the people when they arrived in NXT. It was just very...
It was his name on the indies or anything. They came up with the name. Yeah. Maybe Vince didn't realise.
God knows. Yeah, but whatever reason, he turned up and he was having a chat with Adam Pearce backstage, and he's now going by the name of Max Dupree. He sounds like Tokapree from Pokemon, if you know that reference.
But yeah, no relation to Renee.
No, at all. Like, he's pretty much stressing that all the way through this. But he's the CEO of the hottest new male modelling agency, Maximum Male Models. He did not do Blue Steel after this, or whatever it is, Magnum. Didn't do any of that. I was very upset.
Missed a chance.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming, my friend. but yeah, he was saying that he's looking for, like, to discover the next generation that could walk down the Paris Fashion Week catwalk, but then equally headline WrestleMania. Yeah, okay, cool. And he said that he was brought into WWE by Sonya Deville, who now obviously hilariously doesn't have a role in WWE as an official because of all the stuff that happened with Alexa Bliss and Raw a couple of weeks back. Yeah. So Pierce was like, this might not work out. And he was like, well, I've already signed a contract, which feasibly could not Adam Pearce just turn around and rip up the contract. We won't look into that kind of like plot hole because that'll make your brain explode. But then Adam Pearce said, oh, pleasure to have you aboard, Max Dupree. And he was like, it's not Dupree, it's Dupree. And he was like, okay, Max Dupree. And he was like, so close. And it's going to be a thing, isn't it? But I like LA Knight. So if this keeps LA Knight on our television for a little bit, obviously he'd been doing a few of the dark match segments as LA Knight, still as a manager of the Knight Model Management Group. So that's obviously had a bit of a brain trust changing in the weeks since then. Yeah. But that had Mace the Face. Yeah, you remember Mace? He's now called Mace the Face. And Mansoor, they both popped up as part of the stable and had like a few little wins with Knight there as a manager. It's looking like he is probably going to be more a manager than an in-ring performer, which is a bit of a shame, to be honest, because LA Knight's a pretty decent worker. So we'll quite like to see. Sorry, Max Dupree do his work in SmackDown in the ring as well, but he's charismatic. It's a spot for him. If he runs with it, why not? I'm hoping all the best for Mr. Dupree. Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. I've always been more of a fan of him on the mic than I have in the ring, I'll say. So I don't think it's a terrible position. I think WWE in general could do with more managers. I think it's a spot that they really don't use enough at all. And he'll be very, very good at it, I have no doubt. I'm not 100% against the name thing. It's a bit weird. But, like, I mean, it's no less stupid than LA Knight was, I guess.
It's a good point. It's a very good point.
And he got that one over. So I'm sure he'll do fine getting this one over as well. It is what it is. We just have to wait and see where it goes. See what if any of the sort of dark match things, teases, end up becoming reality on the main roster. See who he signs to his stable.
I'm longing for Mace the Face. I can't wait.
Mace the Face would be amazing. Big fan. But to finish off the video, let's move over to your Twitter questions. The first one comes from Mark Salad, who says, Morning Legends, happy Saturday, and Triton turned 8 earlier this week. Picture of his dog there. And so he says, if Vince ever played WWE 2K, who would he play as? Who would he face, and what match? We know Shane plays as himself on the easiest mode in the Rumble.
Wow. Plays with himself or plays as himself? I got very confused there for a second.
Probably both.
Hey-o! Yeah, so,
What's happening?
A dog is here! Hello!
A dog
Hi,
is here!
Okay. Come here.
Oh my god.
Hello, boy. Hello.
That's so a look, it's a dog.
New dog, here we go.
Sorry, Salty's not impressed.
This is the news, Milo.
Salty,
you okay?
Look, a dog.
You okay?
Anyway, we should probably do the news.
Sorry, I just got very much interrupted there. So if I would choose one, I'd say Vince McMahon plays himself because he's a massive narcissist. He would have a Hell in a Cell match and he'd squash Bray Wyatt. He'd download him as a character just to squash him, wouldn't he, Milo? He would. Yeah, there we go. That's what he'd do.
Okay, Vince would play as Hulk Hogan and he would face Stephanie because he's just a weird little guy and he'd do it in a Hell in a Cell match again because he's a weird little guy.
That's it. He loves his Hell in a Cell, doesn't he? He does, my love.
Next question comes from... just distracted by
dogs. Sorry, mate.
But it comes from Will Terry, who says, and this one is to go through your wrestling knowledge and see if you actually know what you're talking about. What's the difference between a clothesline and a lariat?
Ooh. I feel like a lariat has got a bit more swing to it, maybe. Like, clothesline just feels more violent. Lariats always feel a bit more poetic and flamboyant in my eyes.
I will say I did research this before just to check.
Okay, so I've just been talking nonsense. Thanks for that, Phil.
A clothesline, you're not supposed to do any movement of the arm whatsoever, so you're literally just running through someone like you would with a clothesline. Like, no action, you're just running through them, whereas a lariat, you actually put the force into it with a curved arm and smack the crap out of them.
Okay, I'll note that which next time I start swinging out a clothesline.
Like, if you have the choice to do them, why would anyone ever do a clothesline? Why wouldn't you just do a lariat? It seems much more impactful.
Yeah, exactly. That's why JBL did it.
Anyway, there you go. That's the difference between a clothesline and a lariat. And the final question of the day comes from Muesli, who says, Good morning, legends, from Elmo. He's very healthy, he's just a super fluffy boy. That is Elmo.
Okay. Thanks, Elmo. Hello.
He says, Do you think Tony Khan should, stroke will, keep MJF out of the title picture until he re-signs, or would this be bad for business?
Ooh, it's a tough one because there's ego and business.
It is. I mean, it's an interesting one.
You're coming down, Milo. What are you doing? Never mind.
Answer the question,
Gareth. Sorry.
I'm
not a professional. It's a Saturday. We're chilling with dogs. I'd say the business side of it, you'd think, give MJF a run of the main event. If Punk does win that title, having MJF be the person to take it away from him. He's coming down, boy.
Well, I've lost my video, so that's good.
I'll just carry on this then. So I think it would be very bad for Tony Khan to keep him out of the title picture. I think it's the logical story that they were going for, and I think they should keep on doing it. Problem lies is, like, how much do you want to push a person that might be leaving at some point? But he's still contracted till 2024, no matter what happens with his, like, current thing of wanting more money. So I think it'd be mad for Tony Khan to not put him in the title picture and make as much money as you can from this guy as possible. And if you didn't and you took him away from the title picture and changed all those plans, I think that's just adding more fuel to MJF's fire of wanting more money and the possibility of him possibly maybe going to WWE. So I think that would be very bad for business in general. And since Gareth has destroyed his world, we'll just end the video on that, shall we? So this was the news video. Thank you very much for watching this shambles of a show. I've been Phil. You can follow me over on Twitter @PhilMyChambers, and you can get 30% off Hang on, I'll get there to you, bloody hell. If you Google Petrichor Paws and use the code SaltyCDog, you can get 30% off all of your pet toys and things. So do that. And you can follow Gareth. Where can we follow you, Gareth?
You can follow this shambles of a man at gmorgan04. I'm so sorry.
We get the dogs on and everything goes wrong.
I'm not as used to this as you are, Phil, okay? I was adapting and Milo just went absolute rebel and, yeah, AWOL there. But why not? That's Saturday. That's what you tune in for.
Why not? Indeed. You can follow all of us at WhatCultureWWE. Like I say, make sure you subscribe to this ridiculous show. Like the video as well, because it had dogs in it. Yeah, so like it. Comment down below what your favourite dog is and some other things about wrestling, probably. Comment, because there's comment. What else? That's it. Watch more videos. There's loads more in this little thing with the little pictures of the videos. Click them. Off you go. Ups and downs for Rampage and SmackDown coming up later on. Watch them. Thank you very much. Have yourselves a bloody good day.
Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.